Masechta Suktzin, Perigimel, Mishnah Zayin. Hakor, which we know today is called hearts of palm, which is soft and then it later on it hardens. So today it's consumed. In the time of the Mishnah, it seems to be trees weren't planted to consume the hearts of palm. It's something people did eat, but it wasn't the purpose of the tree. Masechta Brachos, it's a whole sugya, what bracha you make on kor. Today, we do make a bayer pri eitz because trees are planted for the purpose of using their these woody branches, which can be pickled for consumption. So if we make a bayer pri eitz, hakor, so hearts of palm, the Mishnah tells us harei ukeitz l'chol davar. It has halacha that it's considered like wood for all purposes, meaning to say that it's not mekabel tumah, because it's like a piece of wood. Wood is not mekabel tumah. Ela shehu nilkach bekesef maisa. But nevertheless, one can use it, can purchase it with monies of maisa, if he's purchasing it for the purpose of eating. Kafniyos. What are kafniyos? There's a machloikis in the farshim. Some learn that it's the little wooded piece that sticks out of the dates. Others learn that it's tamarim, dates that weren't fully ripened. So the Mishnah says, Oichlin, it has halacha of oichlin, but nevertheless, pturis mina maestris, it's pata for maestris. It's for maestris purposes, it doesn't have halacha of oichlin. And this halacha of the Mishnah of hearts of palm that we said over here, we make some type of compromise that you are allowed to buy, use monies of Maisa Sheni to purchase it, but nevertheless it's not Mekavel Tuma, seems to be a contradiction to the Shita that we learned earlier of Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, who disputed Rav Akiva and Mishnah Hay, and he held that these two things go hand in hand. That if something is considered an oichel, that it can be used, can be purchased with monies of Maisa Sheni. If you don't consider it an oichel, then you can't. So how come over here we have a situation where you're allowed to purchase this with monies of Maisa Sheni, but nevertheless it doesn't have a loch of an oichel? So in order to resolve this, Tosfos gives two terutzim. Masechtas Nidah daf nun aleph amud beis. Tosfos says either will say that kor itself is monumentally different than the case of tavlinim. Spices, even whatever you'll do to it, they themselves don't become edible. It can only be used to spice other foods. Versus kor, the hearts of palm, if the preparation, it itself becomes edible. So therefore, it's considered an oichel. Another reason is because right now the kor itself is edible, even though later on it gets harder, so it's considered something which is gedula karka, which is edible, and therefore it is allowed to be purchased with maisa money. But yet, it doesn't have the halacha of tumah because it's sofer lehiskashis, it's going to turn hard. Zogt the Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Uktzin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, Dogim. Fish. Now we know as long as the fish are alive in the water, they're not mekabel tumah. Of course, a balchai, a living thing, is not mekabel tumah. So me'emes ha-mekabel tumah. At what point do we classify it as an oichel that it would, yes, be mekabel tumah? So we have a dispute between Beishamei and Beishol. Beishamei oimer mishiyat soidu. Once they're captured, in other words, once he captures them, even though the fish may still be alive, you remove it from the water, it's still alive, but nevertheless, once he captured it with the intent of eating it, and fish doesn't require shechita, so therefore, right now, it's considered like an oichel, and it is mekabel tumah. So loyim mishiyim musu, only when they die. Rabbi Kiva says, im yechoyin la'achyos, if it's at a stage where if you would put it back into the water, it would regain consciousness, it would be able to swim again, it would be able to live, so then it's not mekabel tumah. Yichush al teino. Let's say you have a branch of a teino tree. Shenef shach. That got disconnected from the tree. However, umu'ura beklipo. It is still, in other words, the wood part of the tree is cracked, but there's still part of the bark which is connecting it. So do we consider this like something which is mechuber, which is still considered connected to the ground, which is not mekavel tuma, because the bark is still connecting it? Or do we say that once the wood is cracked, it is no longer mechuber lekaka? So we have machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says that it is tar. It's not considered disconnected because it's still being held onto the tree by the connection of the bark. Although it's a very slight connection, it's still considered mechuba l'karka, and therefore it's not mekavel tuma. The chachamim say it depends. Im yochel l'chiyos, if one would do a repair and try to bandage and connect the branch back to the tree by wrapping it, and then it would refuse itself, the wood would fuse together, and it would once again get its nourishment through the tree, so then it's not mekavel tuma. However, if you would reconnect it, it would wither, wouldn't get any nourishment through that point of connection. So then, although it's still connected by the bark, it's considered disconnected, and therefore it would be mekavel tuma. Tavua, wheat, shenekra, that was ripped off the ground. Umu'ura, filibasharish cotton. However, there's a little tiny root that's still connecting it. The halacha is tohoira. It is tar because it's still mechuba l'karka, because it can live from even a little tiny sherish, from a little root that attaches it to the ground.